Good evening, good evening. This is your girl, Tasha, the founder of Talk to Tasha, where I get overextended professional women, particularly those who are in a heart-centered profession. You are heart-centered in your profession and your day-to-day functioning. My job is to support you as an online bestie to get you to tame the craziness that goes on in your demanding schedule. So on here, on this platform, this episode, we'll be really focusing on stop making excuses. We make a lot of excuses on why we don't put ourselves first and how we help everybody else. So if you can be honest, we always are going to be busy. We always need to make out time to prioritize our schedule, because nothing is going to change until you change and prioritize your life. So as we are on our self-care pledge this month, for the next 30 days, we are going to wake up intentionally with things that we can employ in our day-to-day schedule so that we can be mindful of the importance of our self-care as a lifestyle. And so tonight, I just want to give you 5 quick tips on how you can stop making excuses. The one step that I want you to consider is stop comparing yourself to others. The truth of the matter is, other people are probably comparing themselves to you. And I know you're probably thinking, how in the world can people compare themselves to me, be jealous of me, when I'm over here in a funk that nobody knows about? Trust me, people are attracted to what they see on the outside. Maybe you carry yourself really well, but you hide the things that bother you very well as well. So there's always someone that esteeming to be you. But if they can be honest and you can be honest, you probably would tell them, girl, be careful what you ask for. Because the higher the call on your life, sometimes the greater the attacks. And a lot of people don't want the attacks. They want the fruit of the labor. And it just doesn't work out that way. So as you are looking at what are the things that you're making excuses for, here's what I want you to think about. Stop comparing yourself to others. Don't do it. This is a part of your self-care pledge to yourself. Looking at yourself, only you, your paper, your pen knows what that means. Don't compare yourself to the person in the job. Their desire may be to climb that ladder. I was having a conversation the other day in the meeting, and there was a meeting that was put out there that, you know, people that are really, really going over and beyond, that they are looked at as, you know, possible leaders coming through when the budget increases. For me, that's not the season that I'm in my life. So in actuality, I applauded those people who are looking to mobilize and move forward in that particular company. And so if you begin to, you know, compare yourself to what the other person wants, but you're really honestly not in that vein of wanting to climb the ladder, maybe you have an alternative plan, maybe you don't have a plan at all. But the bottom line, stop comparing yourself to others. You are uniquely, divinely made, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can ignore it, but then you're going to find that your life is always unsatisfied until you answer the very unique call that you have on your life. So let's agree to that. The next thing I would like you to consider in stopping making excuses for yourself is stop fearing the unknown. Sure, things will go wrong in life. We all know that. Just like 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020 as we're getting going. You can't afford to run away from things when they get tough. Face those booger bears with certainty that you can get through it. Some things we go through, guys, some things get a little bit more difficult, and some things are not as difficult. But the one thing you want to know that remains constant is that life will happen. And you cannot afford to not do anything, not move your feet, not try that new thing that you want to try based on fear. Because fear should not rule our world. Fear is a natural emotion, but it becomes very unhealthy when you sit in a place of fear and uncertainty. So you're not willing to try anything. So part of taking care of yourself is saying, look, I trust myself enough to know that if I try something and it just doesn't work out right, that's fine. At least I can say I tried it, and then you can try it in another way. Do not let fear rule your world. That is a part of taking care of our mental and our spiritual self-care. Number three is what I would like you to consider is stop blaming others for your misfortune. You decide every day to wake up with intentions or not. You decide on who you're going to hang out with and take on their toxic calls and hang out at lunch with some of the toxic people and, oh, I don't have this in life because X, Y, and Z. You the one keep loaning money you don't have to people that's not pulling it together. You're the one that's not taking that skill trade that you know you want to do, but you're still doing it on your job, but they're not paying you because you didn't get the piece of paperwork. You are the one that puts yourself in situations because you don't want to level up and do the work. And some of these jobs, you're doing the work, but you're not getting paid because you don't have the proper certification. I was talking to another lady in the meeting this week, and she was quite frustrated because she is a school teacher by trade. She decided to take on another job so that she can be home more with her children. And taking the other job, it was a demotion. But what she looked at is at least I'm flexible. I can go home and check on my kids, get them from school, get them situated, and then go back to work. Something she could not do as a teacher. When she started working the new job, she realized, wait a minute, although my job description is one thing, I'm actually doing the job of the higher paying thing, but I was not given the opportunity to work in the job that I've been doing for years. And then she went on to tell me that the person didn't feel she was qualified based on her never having that job title. And I said, well, what are you going to do about that? Because when you're in the interviewing process, we need to start employing the fact that you're interviewing that employer as much as he or she is interviewing you. So if you don't lay your cards out on a table about what it is you're looking for, what your goals are career-wise, you end up going in there in a stance of desperation, and people pick up on that. I've been on interview panels, and I read people as well, and people, when they come in unsure themselves, it shows up in their posture. When you coming in there like, oh, well, what is the salary? You're telling me that I have the pen to the paper and I can give you whatever. I can tell when people are desperate. And so when you're desperate, you lose your voice and authority to negotiate for your salary. If someone says, oh, you know, we can only start you at this rate because you don't have the experience, that is your opportunity to, you know, sell yourself, really to paint out those skills that you have that warrants you to be in that higher paying position, whether or not you have the technical title. Because to be honest, different employers have different names for different jobs, but it doesn't mean you don't have that experience. They won't know until you educate them on that. So use those interviewing opportunities to express what it is that you can bring to the table, and also let them know, this is what I'm looking for in partnership for work. So I think that level of confidence needs to show up through you if you plan to take care of your self-care around your spirit, your mental, your physical, and your career. You have to show up healthy and know your worth and your value. So that's really important when you start making excuses about, I'm not getting paid what I'm worth. Did you bring that conversation up? Did you schedule an appointment 6 months down the road to have another conversation about how is this going to look? Are you asking the right questions in those interviews? I know when I was out there competing for work, I would say, you know, what does a top leader looks like in this agency? A lot of times they would get caught off guard because they never had people ask them that. Well, you know, Johnny's a good guy, but he's been off. He had a sprained ankle. I'm not talking about his medical ailments right now. Show me and demonstrate to me, give me the qualifications and the character of a person that you consider to be a top leader. Because the idea is you want to walk in exceeding that, or at least having a baseline on what a top leader looks like. And there goes, you know, what that raise would look like. So, excuse me. So part of making excuses about why your finances and income and salary is not where it needs to be is you need to ask yourself, have I had those conversations? Am I tucking back on my wages? Am I shrinking myself and my voice on my worthiness when it's time to talk to folks? Whether they wear a tie or some high heel boots, whether they, you know, have on stilettos and all those different, bells and whistles that may be intimidating to some of you, but you're simply making an excuse about why you're not where you are financially because you refuse to show up for yourself when it comes to these interviews and these promotions. That's just one of many examples that I'm sharing with you. The next thing that I would like you to consider on this journey of self-care is under stop making excuses. You want to take responsibility. That's number four. Take responsibility. Nobody's going to come drag you out that office, drag you off your sofa, drag you off and tell you to get online to take the job that you want or start the business that you want to start. You have got to take responsibility. Take full responsibility. If you drop the ball in certain areas, go on record saying, hey, I screwed up. Don't have people trying to figure out if you screwed up or not. Don't lie about things. You are human. Take responsibility. I didn't follow through in what I said I was going to do. I'm going through interview screening process right now, and people are just not being a wild woman, a woman of your word. You know, and if I have to sit up and babysit folks and remind folks to do what it is that they said they would do, those are not a good match for me. It's nothing personal, but when you have a call in your life to execute something God has given you to do, you don't have time to babysit the emotions of people. People show you their level of commitment by how they show up or not. And if you got to do more work convincing, motivating, and encouraging them to do something, then it's your responsibility to let them know, sorry, not sorry. But countless women, especially us heart center women, we tolerate so much haphazard stuff. And you get frustrated because you're not moving forward. It's taking you more work to keep repeating stuff. You sending people emails and texts and Messenger how to take care of stuff. They losing information, want you to organize them. Girl, that stuff is taxing. You have got to take responsibility and be the leader over your life and execute and lock arms with people that's progressive much more than you are so that you can grow. It's not about you pouring into everybody and not having a resource pouring back into you to gas you up, to help you be progressive and go forth and doing the servitude work that you're called to do. So you have got to be responsible, and part of being responsible is being truthful. Speaking your truth and understanding it may not sit well with the individual, but that's okay. You're speaking your truth is being obedient. Going around talking about nothing's bothering you. Or, oh, how are you doing, Tasha? Well, oh, I'm fine. If you're really not fine, don't say you're fine. You know, ask that person, can I talk to you in private? There's some things I need to talk to you about. And go in that meeting with the understanding your hopes is getting clarity around it. And if it resolves into termination or you scaling back on the time you spend with these individuals, that's just exactly what it is. It's nothing personal. If they take it personal, that is not your concern. Your concern is to get what it is that you're feeling and expressing out to the person so there's no secrets about how you feel. That's part of being responsible. And lastly, take action. If you plan to have a life of self-care and you plan to, you know, live a life without making excuses, you have got to stop taking action. If you don't do nothing, that's still taking action. If you scrolling through people's life on social media and trying to figure out what they're doing, what's the latest vacation they're taking, what's the latest thing they're posting, what's the latest scoop in world news about this president, who's having what concert, who's sleeping with who, baby, who's over here pregnant by the next man's husband, all that toxic mess that you letting in, ask yourself, is that going to the core of what I'm wanting to experience and who I want to evolve to be at my highest self? If it's not, you have got to revisit that and change it up. So that's my 5 tips for tonight on Stop Making Excuses. I hope you employ and consider them. And that is going to be a great segue for you to execute your self-care. So go back and replay these 5 steps as much as you need to. Make notes, make a list, and execute, execute, execute. And if you need further support, I need you to go onto the website and get yourself on a call with me, and I can help you navigate some of those things that might be, you know, getting you stuck and you need clarity in. So go ahead and look in the description here in this episode, and I will go ahead and put the link, and you can go ahead and schedule with me. We can get on the call and flesh out some of those questions, or, you know, in life, sometimes we all need help. We need guidance. We need an objective person we can bounce some things off of. And as your online bestie, that's what I do. I'm going to be pushing self-care as a lifestyle for the next month. And my hope is that you integrate that into your life just like you get up and breathe and take a bath and a shower. So make sure you connect with me if you need further support on this work and putting your needs first, because it does take practice. It does take a reshaping of your mind. It does take accountability sometimes, because part of it is your own understanding that you deserve more, you deserve better, you deserve added peace, you deserve improved spirit and finances, but you can't get there if you have a distorted belief that you don't deserve nothing but chaos. And let's be honest, some of us have that mindset, but that's okay. You're listening to the podcast now. You're saying enough is enough. I am going to challenge these thoughts that I have that I've adopted along the way, and I'm going to lock arms with someone that can help me. If not me, find somebody in your church, your work, your community, someone trusted individual that's a little bit more mature than you are that can help guide you to that space of peace that you deserve. Until then, I'll see you on the next episode, but stop making excuses. That is for the birds, and even the birds fly high. So I'll see y'all at the top. If you need anything, check the description. The link is there, and let's get you moving along in your 2020 goals. I love y'all for real.